Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We've got lots of cool things there. You can support all of our sponsors because we have great stuff that we talk about on our website and great sponsors and a lot going on there. You can listen to all of our podcasts. You can even watch us now because we do a video podcast at T Radio V, and you can see how handsome my co-host Menace is. And yeah, it's all good times at Sex with Emily. Crazy times at Sex with Emily. Crazy.
I don't think I looked that good on the video podcast.
Oh, okay. So don't look at his parts.
I had on my terrestrial radio show, I had people text in saying that they watched it, and they said I looked a little tired.
You're always tired. You didn't even show up the last 2 weeks.
Well, I showed up for the
eventually.
Last hour.
He's like, he rolls in the last half hour, which is fine. It's good we've been doing this for so long that I can do it. I can just pretend that you're there.
Yeah.
And I know what you're going to say.
It's so weird because, I don't know, for the past 2 weeks, every Tuesday I thought was Monday.
Right.
Which is,
that's why I remind you now about the show 6 times.
I'm know.
Like, remember, we're doing the show.
Well, since I gave you such a hard time last time because you didn't even call me till hours later to see if I was okay, that I wasn't stranded somewhere on the side of a freeway. You just kept on pushing through, which I fully endorse because that's what I do. If things are going down, I just keep on pushing through and make sure the job gets done.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'll give you props on that.
Thanks, honey.
But you're a big television star now. You keep on doing TV
everywhere.
I know.
Every
week.
I've been in L.A. the last 4 weeks. I just go down for a day or two to do the Jeff Probst show. He's the host of Survivor. He is still the host of Survivor.
Yeah.
He's leaving in April and for 4 months to shoot the Survivor episodes, which is the first reality TV show I ever saw, I think. Or that in Real World. I guess that was – Survivor was like the second reality TV show, right?
That you watched.
That I watched. But there weren't that many before
that. There's been a couple.
In the late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, it was like Real World and then Survivor was like everyone watched Survivor.
Big,
what up?
Big
so
time.
He's awesome. He's got this new daytime talk show. It's on every day, daytime. And I've been on like probably 9 episodes so far. 2 of them aired this week, which I didn't know. There's still a new show, so they forgot to tell me.
Yeah.
But we talk about – so, you know, I've been on the show where it's just he and I one-on-one. But then he does something called On the Couch, and it's like he has 3 experts, and then people get up in the audience and they ask questions about sex and relationships or whatever is going on. And it was really interesting because I was thinking about you because yesterday's topic was, is there a double standard – well, with men and women, like, why is it that women have to always dress, you know, women like try to look younger, and like this woman stood in the audience and said, I'm 40, I'm overweight, I dye my hair, I do my nails, my husband wants me to lose weight, but look at him. And he was sitting next to her, he's like, he's 30 pounds overweight. Why is it the double standard that women have to stay youthful and young and men age gracefully and they're like silver foxes? When they get gray, it's more sophisticated, it looks better and it's more handsome, and they get better as they get old, better looking as they get older, people say. But women, we got to do all this stuff. So why does that even exist on the planet? Don't you think it's double standard? Why? Like, her husband's fat sitting next to her.
Yeah, but also I don't even think – I think they think that's what males are thinking, but I think they also put a lot of pressure on themselves.
Right.
they feel up. They feel that they have to be
because
that
that's
way.
What men like. They like younger. That's why people get their lips injected because men are attracted to youth and beauty, and women are attracted to men
who are stable
and caretakers.
It does not mean they don't love you and they won't take care of you for the rest of your life. They're not going to run out on you because you're older. But yeah, maybe that's a small percentage. I believe it's a small percentage, but in your mind, it's a huge percentage of guys that are going to go do that.
I think they do, though. But everyone's like, oh, he's so handsome with his salt and pepper hair, and women are not. But then the other thing that came up, which I think I got not in a fight, but a guy in the audience was like, why do women dress for other women? It seems like women
– that's what they do.
I knew this one. I was like, I wish Menace was here. Oh, but my God. And then Jeff asked – he goes, Emily, do you dress for women? And I don't.
Ah, damn it.
I knew you'd say – okay. I literally never think like, I hope my friends think I look cute. I mean, like, maybe like – but I know when I'm thinking of it, I think
you
I want to
You lied on national television.
I do not lie. My friends, I live in San Francisco. No one cares. I want to look good. I feel cute. I want to look good for me.
I wish I was in the audience. I would have been screaming from the mountaintops. I mean, no way. No way.
Yeah. I don't dress for other women. I mean, like, if I'm going to a party, I'm like, yeah, I hope. But it's mostly for me. Like, I want to look good for me.
And then I think
if I feel good, other people will think I look good because I'm exuding confidence.
I said if I ever go with you to the show and I just would sit in the green room and be quiet, if that was going on, I would – I would be biting my lips so hard. I would probably have to walk out of the building for a while and scream.
I know.
Is she serious? Is she serious?
Right, exactly. No, I knew that you – because you probably think that. You have a different – you think – you know women who are like that more so.
But you're in your own little world, which I – look, the world that you live in, that people aren't that way – is very, very small.
It's true. So I'm not
the norm. Open OK magazine or open anything that you see on the shelves. Do you think anybody is rocking the Hermes bag or the Louis Vuitton or whatever and the Chanel or, you know, the Christian Louboutins because they're wearing that stuff to attract women? No. They're doing that because they want to impress other women. Or they're not wearing all that stuff to attract men. I'm sorry.
Right.
Or they could be trying to attract.
I got a pair of Christian Louboutins that I'm having a friggin' heart attack about. Okay. I didn't even tell you this. No, I don't want to go off on another topic, but because guys are listening to the show and they're going to be, what the hell are you talking about?
See?
I don't care.
See? Because
no, but they're for
girls
me.
Like
I look
that.
Amazing. Amy Lawrence, who's on Misadvised with me, my Bravo television show, she sent them to me. She's like, I got them, but they're your size. They're more you than me. I'm friggin' dying. You should see them.
Oh, and I
they
have
pony
an,
hair
I have
and
an,
leather.
I have an issue with Amy Lauren, by the way.
What?
I have an issue.
Talk
so,
to me.
You guys had a double party in the beginning of in the middle of the week, sometime a couple months ago, right? Double party about your books that you were releasing. Hot Sex.
Hot
Go pick
sex.
It up right now. Buy it. It's awesome. Amy's book is like how to
8 weeks to everlasting.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
to get and keep the guy.
Anyways. You guys kept on tweeting me how come I wasn't there.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was
get
rude.
I get up super early in the morning so I don't go out during the
so
week.
So annoying. Could you get over that already?
Sorry.
Yeah.
And so she kept on tweeting me and saying, oh, this is annoying that I have to tweet you to get hold of you, right? So me being nice, I said, okay, next time you're here, I go, I send her a message, I go, here's my number so you don't have to tweet me, right? Never heard from Amy ever again. So I'm assuming in my brain, by me sending my number to her, thinks that I was trying to pick up on
no,
her.
No, that's and your then, insecure brain. She doesn't
I'm
think
not
that.
I'm not insecure because if I was insecure about that happening, that would mean that I was going after her, which I wasn't going after her.
I don't think she thought that. She knows that
but
we're colleagues
she, yeah,
and
she
adores
totally,
you.
She, yeah, but she has not treated me busy. Since I've done that. So then I feel like, oh, now she probably thought that I was picking up on her, and now she doesn't want to talk to me.
We should call her, but she never answers.
Amy, I wasn't trying to be nice. If you look at the tweet feed, you kept on tweeting me saying it's annoying to just talk to me on Twitter.
Right.
So I was being.
So then why are you assuming that she thinks that you were hitting on her by sending her your number?
Because she never messaged me again
She's
after
busy.
That.
She's in New York now. Wait till she comes back to town. We'll all go out. It'll be fun.
I'm
Don't
just
worry
saying,
about it.
Amy. Chill out.
Everyone's in love with you these days.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but they are. It's
crazy.
Cute. And your birthday's coming up.
I know.
It's very exciting.
It's on Sunday.
Are you going to have another party?
Local party? No.
Because you already... How was your big party?
It was really cool. I got the bar. They put a bar in the back, and it was only for all our VIP friends, uh-huh. and I got to bartend.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I got to keep busy what I liked.
I saw your Instagram feed. You should check them out. Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E.
Thank you. And I got to bartend for everybody. We went through 5 gigantic bottles of vodka and 1 giant bottle of...
In 5 minutes.
Of Jack. Like, seriously, so much alcohol. But I didn't get wasted.
You didn't?
Towards the end, it was a little vague. But
you get mute sometimes when you get really drunk. Talking.
Which I'm happy with. I'm happy that I'm not like one of those drunks where I just start rambling and don't remember anything I say.
Right.
I'm happy.
I beg to differ.
Oh
my God, dude, you don't even remember seeing me at the bar that night when you came to the Lone Palm in San Francisco.
Yeah. And again, this is not stuff that I'm proud
no,
of.
No, he's not. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about it.
No. It's fine. But, I'm not embarrassed by it. I'll share my stories. I don't care.
Right.
But the
when you woke up in the morning and you saw like, oh, I was holding Emily's dog at a bar. I'm like, he will not remember unless we post this on Instagram that there was a picture of us because you wouldn't remember you were there.
Yeah, and I don't endorse this like, oh, you should be because it's glamorous and fun to go get wasted and not remember anything you do. Nah, that's not cool.
Happens.
But it just happens.
It happens. Not a big
deal.
So
when it does happen, I share it with people.
Okay, I know, it's hilarious. Okay, today's topic, which we're going to get to in a little bit because this is Sex with Emily. Check us out at sexwithemily.com. It's in honor of Halloween, how to handle what could be potentially scary in bed. We're going to get to some of those things that, you know, come up in bed that you're like, ooh, did that really happen or did I really do that? And we're going to cover that. We're also going to be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love answering your emails. And we're going to do a little sex in the news. And I got to give a shout out to our sponsors. We're doing this sex experiment. I told you about this, right? Mm-hmm. So Forda, everyone should check out Forda online. It's a natural libido enhancer, 100% organic. It is the number one bestseller in Canada for men and for women. It helps men. It's like a, you know, all natural supplement for men. It can help them with stamina, with erections. And people take it every day. Like it's an overall feel good kind of pill that you take that's, again, 100% organic. So we got 5 couples. We heard from hundreds of couples, but we picked 5 couples that for 30 days sex experiment, they're going to take Forda. They're couples who are having challenges in their sex life. Either they're not turned on, they're not aroused, he can't keep it up, she can't get turned on. And for 30 days, they're going to report back to us every week how they're doing with how their sex life's improving. And I know it's going to improve because it's, again, ForDaOnline.com, best number one seller in Canada. You couldn't get it into the States until now. So we are going to check that out. If you want to buy some, you can go to ForDaOnline.com and check it out. So I just want to say that. And I'm also speaking at a sex summit this weekend, Good Vibration Sex Summit, and if you're in San Francisco. And then I also wanted to say that what else? That's all I wanted to say about that. And then there's a San Francisco antique show. There's a big party gala that I missed this week. But if anyone's in San Francisco, they should check it out. It's running all month. And it's really a well-known event that happens every year if you're in San Francisco. But people are all over the world. And then, so what else did I can tell you? Oh, I'm moving to LA on Thursday. Now, we are going to still be doing the show. Everyone, don't get upset because Menace has promised me
that
he's coming to LA once a month. This is to do the shows.
Yeah.
We'll do four shows.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. And finally, maybe we've been promising this for, I don't know, 3 years now that we will do the drunk show. And now we would be in an atmosphere where we'll be able to do that.
We would.
Because we're going to be recording at your house.
How are you going to bring down the equipment and all that?
Yeah.
My house is so awesome. We'll just get wasted.
We'll just get wasted. And then, yeah.
We've been a little buzzed. That one time we were live on Playboy Radio.
Yeah, we were kind of.
That was a good
time. We were kind of wasted.
So what do you think about all this? We were wasted. Like, I don't know who was more messed up.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
But it was a really good show.
Yeah, but it wasn't fair to our podcasters because it was just live and we weren't able to put
that
online. So we'll finally do it. I promise. And I apologize that it took so long. And we promised that at like show 200, and we're what, at show 400?
No, it was show 169. We said show 169. No, we're at show 700 now.
Are you serious?
It's totally your fault. Because you're so busy, you have 6 jobs.
No, because people, Emily doesn't really care about, you know, getting wasted inside corporate offices. So I'm more concerned about that than other people.
I care. I care. I mean, what? Come on.
It's cool. It's going to get done. We're going to do it. And
but
it's
going to
be awesome.
You do work for corporations. I get it. I mean, you are a big time man. But do you remember when I used to drink when I –
Oh, my God.
You got so mad at me all the time.
I'm like, what the F is this chick doing? This is when, you know, we were first starting our radio relationship.
Aww.
This chick would come in known as Emily Morris, and she would just bring in bottles of wine. I'm like, what the F? What planet do you live on? Do you think that you can come into a terrestrial radio station?
It was 11 at night on Saturday.
For a huge corporation, and you can just drink bottles of wine on air? That's just not
I know. It's a three-hour show, and by 1:30, I was like slurring my words.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. But Menace, I just would he was not happy with me. that was good times. We've had a lot of fun times. And I'm going to start bringing back, you know, on Thursdays, we release our older podcasts. We have 700 shows. We literally have 700 shows. And they're really fun. They're from, like, the olden days. But they're all really current because it's, like, sex topics, which don't get old.
Evergreen.
They're evergreen. Exactly. We can get in some news. But what do you think about the Giants? We got to say go Giants. But I'm conflicted because I'm from Detroit, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, something amazing happened with the Giants, by the way.
What?
So, sorry that we're not hardcore sports fans.
No, we are
so
not.
We're not going to get down to names of players and, you know, statistics and, you know, who got these many home runs or anything. But Taco Bell.
Sorry, oh, no.
I hate
Jesus
to bring it up.
Jesus Christ. You can't go one show without bringing up Taco Bell.
Look. So Taco Bell, they promised if some guy stole a base in one of the games that they would let everybody in America have a free Doritos Locos taco. So on the 30th of October, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to this show in America, you can go to Taco Bell and get a free Doritos Locos taco.
Because someone stole a base?
Because somebody stole a base. Because the Doritos Locos taco, if you don't know this, Doritos is orange.
Ew.
The shell of the taco is orange. The Giants' colors are orange, so I think that's where all the tie-in was.
Oh, that sounds so disgusting. Don't eat anything orange unless it's an orange.
Orange
a piece
is the
of fruit.
Cheese. It's the powdered cheese that's on
not
the
even
delicious
orange
taco.
Cheese. That's disgusting.
Look.
Are you going to go get one on the
30th? I have a boner right now just thinking
about it. I know.
Is
there an extra? Is there? I mean, I guess it's – I mean, seriously, that's crazy. We are going
But since they're so winning, I bet – since they've been winning all these games and, you know, they must be getting people laid because everyone's just in a good mood and
so
happy.
And for sure. Yeah. People are going insane. And everyone loves all the Giants players. They all have crushes on them. We have a blog post about it on our website,
sexwithemily.com.
Really? Yeah, but I haven't been paying attention. I just know that my office is next to the ballpark, and it's annoying because everyone's trying to get to the game, and I'm
and
trying to
screaming.
Park. I know.
Yeah,
it's
one
crazy.
Of the offices I work at is right next to a bar, so all you hear is screaming. And I'm superstitious.
I hate the sound of people watching sports.
I'm superstitious that if I watch a game, people will lose because every time I watch a game, people lose. So I don't watch the game, but I hear everybody watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you probably are bad luck.
It's, speaking about overhearing things,
uh-oh.
I swear there's like in my apartment building, people are just
banging, going
crazy, not caring about keeping it down.
It's hard
a little
to
bit.
Keep it down.
Is it?
Yeah. Let me tell you what I learned in sex school
okay.
a few weeks ago. The reason why, because everything that we do sexually comes from evolutionary biology. It's biology. Genetic. It's all about evolution and stuff. So here's why women initially women make let's true or not true as you would say women women make more noise louder noises during sex consistently.
Yeah.
Right. Like men at the end it's like quiet and you're like, right. But women tend to so there's the sound of women. So women make sounds during sex because it's sort of a mating call and they're letting their other suitors know. This is like back in the times when women were sleeping with everyone, like caveman times. Women would – their sound that they would make during sex, the louder they were sleeping with a man that was in a higher level status of the tribe. So don't bother me now. I'll bone you later. So that's why women are genetically, you know, developed to make louder noises. During sex.
Well, let me tell
so
you.
So it's like, don't come in yet, Buster. I'm banging your friend, but I'll bang you later.
Well, the funniest thing is one time when I walked out in the hallway, the the power went out. So it was pitch black and everyone's like walking into the hallways to see what's going on. But these other people in some apartment was just still going at it. They didn't care that the power went off.
And then here's
like 15 people in a hallway listening to all these people bang. It was pretty funny.
That is so funny. They didn't even know.
Yeah.
But people, is there some etiquette to that? Like, I think if you live in a big city, you live in small apartments my apartment building's from the 1900s. I've got lesbians next door and lesbians below, so there's a lot of noise when they're all going.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have sex that much because of lesbian bed death syndrome. Lesbians, it's known that they
go crazy in the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning when they're first together, they have sex, and then there's something called the lesbian bed death syndrome. And I know it's stereotyped. There's a lot of lesbians who still have a lot of sex. But they say that the sex just dies after a while, that you stop having sex after you move in together. And they usually move it. They say, what do lesbians bring on their second date?
A U-Haul and a cat.
The U-Haul and their cat. Anyway, whatever. So it's lesbians. But when they do sex, I think it's hot. My agent was over once. I think I told you this, but my agent was over once. And we were having a meeting in my apartment. And we were just talking. He was in town. And he was like, Are there women having sex? I'm like, yeah, it's my lesbian neighbors upstairs and next door.
I remember this other apartment building that I was in. It was super solid, like thick cement walls. But when I went into I had a walk-in closet. When I walked into the walk-in closet, I would always hear people having sex. So because I think the apartment right next to me, the bed was against the wall that was facing my closet. And like 24/7, no matter when I walked into my closet, these people were banging.
That's so
and I think there was threesomes going on because I could hear multiple voices.
Yeah. I wonder if they were taking Florida online.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's crazy. I think that there is – I actually can't live for the day when I live in a house with no one next – I don't share walls with anyone.
I mean, this is kind of a dumb question to ask you. But I wonder – we can ask other people. Do you get offended that people don't try to keep it down? Maybe this is a dumb question to ask on this type of a radio show.
No, it sucks with Emily. I don't get offended, but sometimes it's just annoying because you're trying to do something and you're like either getting turned on. Because I think sometimes it can be hot to listen to people having sex.
Of course.
Sometimes you're just like annoyed. Yeah, you're just annoyed. What are you going to send a warning? I'm like text everyone in the building and say, hey, P.S., we're going at it in 3 minutes. You know, what do you do? You're not going to warn them and you're not going to not make noise. But I think sometimes you can't help yourself, especially women. It's our mating call. Don't come in. Don't come knocking. I'm banging someone else. That's how we do it. Okay, we've got a little sex in the news today. Terrifying sounding G-spot injection claims it's like Adderall for your orgasms.
What?
Doesn't sound that bad. The G-shot, not to be confused with the G-spot, is a surgical procedure available at medical centers across the nation. Temporarily augments your G-spot with collagen, allegedly engorging it to the size of a quarter and prompting spasm of orgasmic delight. The treatment takes 30 minutes, costs around $1,000. So someone else said, after I got my G-shot, I got a sexually aroused performing yoga. Some women had constant multiple orgasms, which went on for hours, which sounds kind of scary. It's like those people take Viagra. They're like, you might have an erection for 48 hours. Stop taking or whatever. I still have multiple orgasms every time I have sex, but they no longer leave me flat on my back. So, I mean, the G-spot, Menace has a great idea for an iPhone app, the G-spot locator, because it is hard to find the G-spot. Not every woman has a G-spot, but there are even some scientists who say the G-spot doesn't exist. But believe me, it is there. It exists. It's two-thirds up the wall of the vagina. You put your fingers in a come-hither motion. The best way to find it with your partner is to use your fingers. Actually, it's hard for the penis to hit the G-spot. It can, but it takes some practice. So if you're with someone right now and she wants, you can go excavating, spelunking, and find her G-spot. It could be fun. Or you could get a shot.
I'm thinking how can we make this even better?
The G-spot locator app?
Yeah, because
I need a new app because my new app just came out, Sex Drive. Just let me say, if you have an iPhone, it's called Emily's Sex Drive. Get it in the iTunes store. All I'm going to say is it's going to improve your sex life. It's really cool. If you're with a partner, even if you're with someone for a night or you're in a couple, it gives you suggestions of what to do to spice things up in your relationship or in your sex life every day. You can commit to a sex drive. You can commit. It's anywhere from 5 days to 30 days. And you can be like, I want to improve my sex life. So for 5 nights in a row, we're going to do what Emily says. And I'm telling you, I've got some good suggestions for you. So you should download that app. Go ahead.
I have some brilliant ideas that
I'm
about to lay on you. No, you're going to love
these.
Better
than the dump truck vibrator?
Don't bring up the dump truck. It's very hard right now. It's still in development. No, check this out. How about this? How about this? I'm gonna blow your mind right now. Ready? Right. How about the Jeep spot locator is actually attached to let's say one of what is a company that you work with sex
JimmyJane.com. So everyone, best vibrators out there.
Okay, so sex Jimmy toys. Jane.
We love Jimmy Jane. Go
Imagine
ahead.
Imagine if Jimmy Jane had one of the devices Bluetooth enabled, right? And it could send information to the cell phone to let you know where the G-spot is.
I'm trying to...
It's able to read where the G-spot is and give you the information on the phone.
That's good.
That might be a little hard, though.
That is hard.
But, because but
the G-spots are generally in the same spot in most women.
How about this? Okay, here's another one. This will be a lot easier. Okay. Super easy. And I think guys would dig it. How about whenever the devices are turned on, you get an alert as a guy, like, oh, your lady is using the device. She's
turning
it on.
Using like a Jimmy Jane form too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anyone to know when I'm masturbating because sometimes my guy leaves and I start and I like pull out my vibrator and I would
Yeah, but
offended.
Then that might give him like the bat signal that he needs to come back and take care of business.
I don't want him to come back. That's why I waited for him to leave. Honey, Fine. Is that a new iPhone that you're waving in my face?
The iPhone 5.
That's
yeah.
When did you get that?
I got it a couple weeks ago.
Do you
Thanks
love?
For noticing.
I yeah. did never know. Well, it's big. Or
yeah, it is bigger. You like
blue,
that?
Oh, I like it. It's long and thin. You know, it's more about girth, though, is what the thing that matters.
Yeah,
the
it's
next
a little
story
bit wider.
Is about penis. Honey, this is so cool. What's your password?
My password?
Don't tell me because you'll be telling America. Do you like it better or worse?
I love it.
Why?
Can I explain many differences?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No? Just that it's like why would
it's
you?
It's just. Longer. I'm able to put more information
Everyone
in front of me.
Everyone thinks
That's
bigger
it.
Is better. Speaking of which, our next story, penis size does matter, according to study. Women love big penises, according to a new study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Women who have frequent vaginal orgasms, a.k.a. the G-spot orgasms, are more likely to climax with larger penises. But then you'd have to believe that vaginal orgasms, as opposed to clitoral orgasms, are even a thing. The concept has been widely debated. So Stuart Brody, a psychologist, asked 323 female students about their past sexual encounters, penile vaginal intercourse, and whether penis length influenced their ability to orgasm. He found that women who reported the highest amount of vaginal orgasms were more likely to say that longer is better, like your iPhone 5. Longer.
Yeah.
Longer. This might be due to at least part to the greater ability of a longer penis to stimulate the entire length of the vagina and the cervix. But the question isn't about penis size, but why are they men researching this? Who does this research help? Women who have slept with more than one man probably know what they like. So, whatever. I still think that the penis size issue is men are more concerned about it than women. Because, I mean, yes, size is nice, but that's not what it's all about. It's really not. I mean, there's so many women I know that they've never – I mean, I've heard
You've been
women,
saying this for years. I don't know if a lot of guys believe
They don't
it,
believe me. They don't believe me. I think it starts from, you know, the locker room when you get teased or you think your penis isn't as big as the other guys. But there's a lot of women who don't – who just have orgasms. Like, I have a friend who has an orgasm when the wind blows. Like, guy sticks her penis inside her, she has an orgasm. Like, it doesn't matter. So I'm just saying for a lot of women – It doesn't matter. And you shouldn't stop worrying about that. And you should start worrying about how to please her. Stop worrying about your penis. And start worrying about how to perform really, really, really good oral sex on her. Because that's really important. You know, if you do have a penis size issue and let's say you're having a problem with your girlfriend, let me just tell you about the Jimmy Jane Form 2 vibrator sex toy. It is amazing thing to use during toy to use during sex because and they have a bunch of them at JimmyJane.com and you go to my website sexwithemily.com just click on their banner and you can get a little special discount. But the Form 2 is so awesome because during sex you hold it in your hand, a woman can put it over her clitoris and it's like barely there and it just feels amazing. Or the guy can do it because most women need. I'd say, like, the majority of women need clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm during sex. Even before they have the vaginal G-spot orgasm, their clitoris has to be stimulated. Well, a lot of times a penis cannot stimulate the clitoris as well or as much as a Jimmy Jane Form 2. So I'm just saying that's what they should do. They should get that. Okay, we can get into some emails. What were you going to say? What are you doing?
I was... getting my schedule together. I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the end of the month.
Oh, fun. when?
Be in Vegas. And
oh, with your sister?
No.
Oh, that's a different trip.
That's for New Year's. So I'll be in Vegas. I think I might be in Vegas within 2 months, three times, and then I'm going to be at Disneyland once. I just got a message
dude,
I haven't replied
me
back
and you,
to.
Disneyland. I'm going to be in – when are you going to Disneyland?
I'm going
to
be in
don't
Disneyland.
Don't try to fake it that it's – look at you. You don't want me to take me. I'm in L.A. I'm going to be in L.A.
I know.
Bennett goes to Disneyland like every month. He's got like the frequent Mickey card, Mickey Mouse card, and he did
no,
once
I don't,
pee in a phone booth.
I don't have a season pass, but I know people that can get me in for free.
December?
Not in December.
Look at you, you're trying to figure out when I'm not going to be there.
Fred, no, no, no.
We'll
I'm trying to think when I was going.
Okay. Whatevs. Let's get into some emails from the listeners. You know, we answer
it's
all
towards the
emails.
End of November is where I'm going.
I'll that's be there. I'll be in Mexico from the 17th to 24th.
17th oh, yeah,
to
that's
the 27th.
I'm
shut
just
up.
Kidding.
That's so rude.
I'm playing. I'm joking.
I would love to go to Disneyland with you. Okay, so let's read your emails. We're going to answer your questions, burning questions that you have about sex, relationships, dating, marriage, love, cheating, whatever it is. You can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com, and I will answer your emails. You'll hear from us. If we read it on the air, we'll let you know. And here we go. You'll appreciate this one, I think. Menace, dear Emily, why do girls feel the need to leave their underwear at my house? I've had roughly 6 girlfriends in the past 9 months, and mm-hmm. everyone has left a pair of their underwear in my house. But also, most recently, I found a pair in my car. Don't get me wrong. I love the attention, and I think it's sexy. But I don't know if there's an expected response from me or if I'm supposed to give them back. I've hung on to most of them just in case I need to give them back if they ask, and I essentially have a drawer of them. Thoughts? Jeffrey, 27, in Chicago.
God, Jeffrey, I love this email.
I know. Well, here's the deal. I think this is funny. I honestly, and again, I'm not every woman in the world, and I think that you can comment on this too, Menace. Sometimes we're just in a rush to get out, or we forget, or we just, like a lot of times I put my pants on, I'm like, oh, I forgot to put underwear on. So I think sometimes we can't find it. If it's an awkward hookup, you're like, I'm not going to dig through his bed and find my underwear. But I've never – I'm purposely – like I'd almost be embarrassed to leave my underwear, but I know that I've done it before. And I don't think it's on purpose. However, at least for me when I've done that, I have 3 things to say. That's one thing is that if I've done it, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to leave my underwear so he'll be thinking about me tomorrow because their underwear like, could be dirty, like whatever. Like mm-hmm. I don't think that's a cool thing. But here's the second thing that I want to say about that is that the underwear – oh, that my ex actually had a drawer filled – with women's underwear that had left in there. So I think this is a common thing that some women do. Like, and it was kind of gross. I'm like, just throw them away. It was like, he has one drawer of all the women he slept with, like 6 different pairs of underwear and like different sizes and jewelry mm-hmm. and everything they left. So I think that some women, like maybe you're messed up or you're hungover and you leave them. But the third thing I want to say is a lot of my guy friends have the theory that women purposely leave something at your house so they can call you and make sure that you'll call and they'll get it back. And I don't know if the underwear – like I feel like it's more like a ring or earrings that they need back. I can't imagine calling a guy and being like, I left my black panties there. Can I come get them? Like I would never do that. So
yeah.
I don't know if that falls under that umbrella. But I think it could just be either they want you to remember them. They want you to find them and be like, oh, she was so hot last night. I'm going to call her. Or it's a mistake.
Do you know what
– honest mistake.
More than panties, you know what comes up everywhere? I like to call them landmines. Is the hair ties.
Oh, right. You're obsessed with the hair ties.
The hair ties get left all
I do
the
that.
Time everywhere. So, guys, if you think, you know, if you're dating multiple people, you need to make sure you check every square inch of your house if you're not, like –
it's so true.
Totally open about, you know, who you're
which
dating.
Most people aren't.
Yeah, most people, they're probably not because they don't want to deal with the hassle of having to talk to people. So – make sure you find all the hair ties because those things are just everywhere.
Right.
And then, you know, the
it's
panty
true.
Thing happens too, but
you don't have a lot of girls with panties leaving over? I mean, I know that I've done it. Like,
dude,
I've been surprised.
Remember,
like, they did laundry and then they come back and they're like, oh, are these your underwear? And I'm always surprised that I left my underwear because I literally don't know how it happens.
I remember many years ago, I found a pair of panties on the ground when I went to my house when I was coming over with some girl that was coming to my house with me. And I walked to the side of my bed. I was like, oh, crap. There's a pair of panties laying on the ground. So I grabbed it and I threw it in between my mattresses.
Right.
Right. I was just like pretending I was like tucking in the
right,
mattress
right,
whatever.
Right.
Totally forgot about them for ever.
Right, of course. You wouldn't be
forever.
Like, oh, God, to get the panties.
And then I remember that I had to move my mattress. While another chick was over again.
Oh, no.
That these panties just would not go away. And then finally, you know, grabbed them and threw them away. So, right. Fellas, just throw them away.
Because I got to tell
you. And offer to buy new ones if they ask for them.
Be like, tell them you didn't leave them there. Just be like, mm-hmm. I didn't find them. I'll let you know if I find them. Yeah. Because here's the thing, Jeffrey, is that I didn't like when I was dating LA guy. Mm-hmm. And granted, he had a life before me, I understand. But I didn't understand why he had a drawer. And he didn't know that I knew this. Just like, I'd gone through his drawers, whatever, looking for something. And you open a drawer, and there's, of course. He'd leave me. I was there working a lot. I mean, literally, there must have been 6 or 7 pairs and jewelry, like, and all this fucking ugly jewelry. And I was like, why?
Look at you with the jewelry. Dance.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Candy Day's girl was nice. You're like fake, ugly stuff. But I was like, what? I just, like, throw them away. If you're not washing them, like, it's sort of disgusting and a health hazard. So, Jeffrey, just get rid of them. And I don't know why they do it. They either forgot or they want to think it's sexy. But don't – you ask your question. I'm going to get to that. You said, should I give them back? No. You can text them and say, I have your black underwear here. Unless you want to see them again, it could be a cute flirty thing. But here's the problem, Jeffrey. What if it's not that girl's underwear? What if you got confused and you're like, oh, I have your underwear. She's like, I didn't leave underwear. I don't have black underwear with lace. And then you're in trouble. So the best thing to do is to not talk about it and to throw them away ASAP. That's good. We solved that.
Good.
Okay. Dear Emily, I was on and off with my first love for about 5 years. Our last breakup was my choice because I wanted some freedom. She ended up getting knocked up, and though she denies it, I feel like she was pressured into marriage. She was married for 3 years, had a second kid, but he was only around for a year due to military duties. The last year of their marriage, we've been having an affair. He was tragically killed before coming back. It's been a year now, and we are caught in this strange place where she wants me around and sometimes seems into me, and other times she's totally riddled with guilt and only wants to live for him. Is this a situation I should leave or stick out? Truthfully, I would love to be with her and move forward in our lives, but sometimes I feel she will forever be living in the past, and due to the way things have played out, what's my play here, Dan? Well, Dan, that's a really that is a twisted story because I didn't know where it was going, but you know, it sounds like to me you've been on and off for 5 years, and then she got knocked up. It sounds like you guys really have a strong connection, but she's going through trauma right now. Losing a husband, the father of your children, knowing that your children's dad is not going to be there is traumatic. And I would say that you could be supportive of her emotionally, but she should go to therapy ASAP. If she's not had therapy yet, she can't afford therapy. A lot of cities and counties offer, you know, therapy through the city. And you could find a way to get it. And I think that she needs intensive therapy because that's trauma. That's, you know, even if she didn't love him, she's having an affair with you, doesn't mean that she did not have a very strong bond with him. It's father of her children again, and she married him. So I would say, you know, you should stick it out if you really love her, but you can't. And this is what men fall into this a lot. They want to solve all the problems, and you want to make her feel better. And no matter how many dozens of roses or gifts you buy her, or how much you know love her and tell her that she's great and all these things, that's not going to help the trauma that she's experienced by losing someone that is so close to her. So I would say that, and it takes years sometimes to get over deaths. It's a very hard thing. And so if you're not in for the long haul of this is going to be around, you know, the kids. If you become the stepfather to these children, you know, you're not their dad. You could adopt him, but, you know, he'll always be around. There'll be that presence. And I would just say that you should make sure she gets some help and gets checked out and has someone to talk to about it, because that's traumatic. But I think if you love her, you should stick with her. That's what I got to say. What do you think, man?
Just let her work it out. I totally agree with that. I've had in my younger years when I was in high school, I had – 3 of my friends pass away in 3 different separate incidents within 6 months of each other. So it took years to get over that kind of stuff.
Years.
And, you know, you want them to be okay right away. But, you know, they just got to work that out, man.
Totally.
Eventually they will get over it. I'm not saying
not get over
I mean
it,
being she... insensitive I'm being insensitive by just saying getting over it, but eventually they'll be able to move on and get through life,
right?
You know?
Exactly. And if you love her, just stick through it. Sometimes we are, and you know, you might be going through something in a few years and you're going to want her to have your back. So relationships experience up and down, and you want to be there through the good and the bad.
Yeah. Hey
there, Emily, how do you have a threesome safely? I am married, and my wife and I are worried about contracting STDs. What do you suggest about this? How do you go about asking that to the person that you bring in? Thanks, John. Okay, John, that's a great question. I was actually on the Doctor's TV show, which is a popular daytime talk show, talking about this very thing. And it is important. I can't, you know, you could ask them if they have STDs. I would ask, you know, if they have, you know, if they're honest and open about it. But I would say you have to use protection. You have to use a condom. If you're having sex with both of the women, I'm assuming it's you're having sex with another woman, just because that's the way it usually goes when couples, not saying there aren't two men and a girl threesome, but I'm assuming it's another woman. If you are having sex with both of them, you need to change your condom in between. So you can't stick your penis inside one, pull it out, and then stick your penis inside the other when you're wearing a condom. You need to change condoms. Now, I know this might be a buzzkill, but dude, you're having sex with two women. So how bad could it be, right? Life's pretty good. If you perform oral sex on the other woman, the third partner, you can wear protection. She can wear, I mean, you could, she could wear a dental dam. What's dental dam? It's like you can make it out of a condom, actually. It's latex, and you put it over her vagina when you're performing oral sex on her. And it actually does not feel bad to have the, it's just, it's latex. It's like a condom, but you can perform oral sex on her through that. A dental dam, you can buy them at the store, or literally you can cut the tip off of a condom, open a condom, cut the tip off of it, cut it in half one side and open it up, spread it open, and there's a dental dam. So that's what you should do. If you're going to pick someone random, make sure you pick, you talk to them and you meet with them beforehand and you feel comfortable before you do anything. And you could also make the agreement that you're going to get tested, all of you, before the threesome. But how many people really do that? I'm going to tell you to do that, and that's what you should do, but are you really going to do that? I don't know, but I think you should. And this is a good opportunity to mention this, that a lot of women don't love performing oral sex on men. So I'm sure you're hoping that, you know, during your threesome that you're going to get it. They don't. Yeah. A lot of guys don't like performing oral sex on women. But I want to tell you about MASQ, M-A-S-Q-U-E, MASQ strips for men, for women. I mean, it's Your MASQ is the website. But anyway, they're like these little strips. They're like those breath strips that you put on your tongue and dissolves. But they're for oral sex. So if a woman, if you're with a partner and she won't perform oral sex because she doesn't like the taste or she doesn't like doing it, they have four flavors. And when she's performing oral sex next time, it'll taste like a chocolate milkshake. It comes in chocolate, strawberry, mango, and watermelon. And they are amazing. Go to Your MASQ or go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and check them out. Because I'm telling you, guys can write me all the time. I've been married. My wife won't perform oral sex on me anymore. What do I do? Or I'm with this woman. So that's what you do. You pop a MASQ strip. It lasts for 20 minutes. It masks the taste of semen. Now, yeah, they're awesome and they taste delicious. That's what I got to say about that. Okay, let's move on to
what's your favorite?
My favorite MASQ flavor?
Yeah.
I really like the strawberry. You know, and the mango.
Yeah, you seem to bring up the mango a lot.
I love mango everything. Like, give me a mango, I'll eat a whole mango. Like, I buy mangoes at the store. Like, I'll eat a whole entire mango. Like, delicious. Mango and mango shakes, mango smoothies, mango MASQ strips. Delish. And we have really fun videos that we've been doing them that are also on our website.
Oh,
you see the claymation one?
Yeah, I was about to bring the claymation
that
up.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that was cool. It was claymation done by one of your interns, right?
Yeah.
And they put it up on sexwithemily.com, and it shows all these different sex positions. That must have took so much time.
I know. I wasn't even there. I was in LA, and they put it together. Kyle, one of my interns, and Kelsey and her friend, they just spent the entire day making claymation, and they never have done it before. And it looks amazing. Like, people are loving it. I think it's so funny.
It was good.
I know. They loved it. Okay, let's move into our topic. Some scary things just in honor of Halloween. It's October. Okay. How can you handle what could be potentially scary in bed? Because, you know, sometimes things happen, you know, you never know, like, you've heard things. Have you ever been embarrassed, Menace, in bed?
In bed?
Yeah.
Embarrassed?
Like, has anything ever happened? You're like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed that happened.
Not that I can think of. I'm sorry. I wish I had a story to share.
Really? Okay, good. Just
curious. How about you?
Yeah, I've made strange noises and stuff that I'm not proud about. Some people are afraid to spit or swallow, right? Some may, you know, not like the taste of semen. That's why they might use MASQ strips. You can get them at sexualflavors.com or Your MASQ. No, go ahead. It's nothing to be
embarrassed about.
No, just exactly.
Because you don't like to do something.
Right, exactly. But here's one thing. This is scary moment number one.
All right.
Poor timing. This is for guys. He a 1 minute man. This is a topic that I discussed when I was on the doctor show, the most embarrassing – this is when I was on it again – the most embarrassing bedroom moments. So I think that if this happens to you and you're a guy, I think guys are mortified. Hasn't this happened to you, Menace?
What?
Where you ejaculate quicker than you would
like. Yes.
Minuteman, right? The Minuteman?
Yes.
Guys freak out. They think she's going to leave. She's going to never have sex with them again. Not true.
It's happened.
And it's – in a way, it's like – I don't know. So you're like, fine, whatever. Like, you know what you should do then? You should perform oral sex on her, make sure – whip out her Jimmy Jane vibrator and make sure that she gets off. But it's not a big deal. She can say, you know, you could say something like, that's great. Let's – 1 minute, let's go for 10 or something like that.
Man.
If you have an ongoing problem with this issue – I'm not even saying it's a problem, but if it's something that, like, you are the minute man every time you have sex – you can try supplements. You can talk to your – first go to your doctor, get checked out. And this is where Forta supplements come in. Forta Online, we talked about that earlier. You can order them now. They were not available in the States. You could get them at the Forta website, and they're 100% organic. So it's not like Viagra where you have to get a prescription and that you might have a prescription and it might last – your erection might last 48 hours or whatever the commercial says. But these are like actually – they make you feel better. If you take them, you can take them every day. And they give you energy, and they help you with your erection issues. So that could be a scary moment, poor timing. Scary moment number two, someone passes gas.
Yes.
What do? You just laugh.
Keep on pushing on.
Keep on keeping on. Ignore it. Pretend it didn't happen. You know, guys, I just think that with these bodily emissions that come out when you're having sex, that everyone – it happens. It's part of sex. There's something that's going to come out of you or some weird thing's going to happen and you just got to keep going on. And I think that the person that it happens to, like if let's say I passed gas during sex, I'd probably be embarrassed for like a second. I'd be like, whatever. But do guys really care, Menace? Are you ever like, gross, I want her to leave now and take her panties with her?
No, guys don't care.
Right?
Guys don't care.
You're not like judging for that.
Women, you just think so much that we care about so much different things. It's just like... We don't. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself.
Right. So you really don't. You're speaking for men now.
I'm speaking for women.
I'm saying that we don't care either. We know that it happens. It happens to us all. I've never done it in my life, but I know that it happens to most people.
I think also I just want to put it in a general thing where, you know, women need to stop putting so much pressure on themselves to think that they know what guys want.
Or what guys think. Right. Yeah. What do you mean? Like just that women
just in
are
in general, like, oh, no one's going to sleep with me because I'm hideous or I'm 15 pounds overweight. No, guys are just not.
It's all about confidence.
Yeah.
If you're 50, you think you're 15 pounds overweight, but you feel good and you're confident. Don't you think that you've seen the woman who is 15 pounds overweight, but the way she carries herself is so strong and confident and you're attracted to her, like,
yeah,
her essence and who she is. You're not like, oh, but she could lose 10 pounds. Like, I think that women are obsessed with their weight and they're obsessed with all that stuff and they just don't need to be.
They don't.
As much. And men don't have to worry about their penis size. And you heard it here. Okay, scary moment number three. He suggests something you're uncomfortable with. Are you really that scared? Was the suggestion that scary? So have you ever suggested – no, you probably don't suggest something to women – or the other way around, a woman could suggest something to a man and he could be like, that could be scary. Maybe the suggestion is regarding anal sex or some other moves you've never explored. I think that comes up. You know, the guys are like, oh, did you ever try this? Guys are obsessed with anal sex. Many men are. We get a lot of emails about that. So the Sinclair Institute, I'm in love with them because they make sex education videos. So you can watch one to learn and be more comfortable with trying new things in bed. Go to my website, click on Sinclair Institute. You can get half off a DVD. We've got some special discounts going for there. But they have like so many sex education DVDs. They're sex explorations ones. If you're just someone who's just starting to have sex and you're not that comfortable, but like I'm telling you, watching porn is fine. No problem with that. Not the way to learn how to have sex. Because what you see in porn is people going at it in different positions that look good visually because men are visual creatures, so are women. It's not necessarily the position that's going to get her off. However, if you watch a Sinclair Institute education video, you can get it on any topic. Sex explorations is one that's very popular. You can watch it with your partner. It's real people having sex, but it's the right way of having sex. So please check them out. And also, if you're uncomfortable, my sex drive app makes, it's called Emily's Sex Drive. Get it in the iTunes store. Makes trying new things fun. Fun. Like, it makes it fun. You're like, oh, Emily says we should do it. So it's like, you know, it explains to you how to walk through it, and you don't have to bring it up. And she doesn't have to bring it up, but I'll bring it up in my app. So another scary suggestion could be with the popularity of BDSM and 50 Shades of Grey, more people are participating in bondage practices. Do you know how crazy? I mean, literally, like, every single day I get an email from, like, someone who just wrote a book or who's, like, teaching a 50 Shades of Grey class. You've heard all about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, of
and
course.
I actually read it for once.
Wow.
I never have time to read, but it's good. It's hot. And everyone I know has read it. My mom's read all three. She's 70.
Your mom is...
I know. It's about a BDS bondage dispensation.
Your mom is a freak, and I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Just because she made a sex tape.
Yeah, I think your mom is maybe more sexually progressive than you are.
Because I've never made a sex tape?
Yeah, I think your mom may need to fill in a couple times on the show.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that moment? You were there. That was like 5 years ago. My mom was on the sex with them. This is when, weren't you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Do you remember this, or we just...
She's like... I made a sex tape.
Yeah. We were live on the radio, and my mom was in town, so I brought her on the air. And this caller called in and said, you know, we're thinking of making a sex tape. What do you think about that? And I was like, well, you know, just be careful. Make sure you destroy the evidence. All the stuff that I usually say, if you're making a sex tape, be careful. And I'm like, Mom, can you believe that? Would you do that? She's like, oh, maybe. Maybe I've made a sex tape. You made a sex tape? She's, yeah. Well, we were afraid you kids would find it, so we destroyed it. But... you know, we did. So she is a little more progressive in her little Michigan accent. So, yeah, that's true. That happens. Okay. The other thing is queefing.
It happens.
Almost every woman has experienced the infamous trapped air sensation in her vagina, which can lead to noises that sound like gas. And the annoying thing about that is that it's like you want to be like, first of all, again, keep going. Like I said, when you pass gas, you don't have to be just stop the presses. I just queefed. Oh, my God. Not a big effing deal. But it does sound like gas. And so then you're embarrassed because you're like, no. But I don't know what's worse, because sometimes I want to be like, oh, no. That was just the vagina with the air, not the other. But then you just better keep going. Like, don't even try to explain it. But it does happen. It's air. It's because your penis is going, your fingers, your hands, or a toy is going in and out of her vagina, which creates air bubbles, which come out and sound like you're passing gas. Big deal. Don't stress on it. So it's just giggle about it. And it happens, and it really isn't a big deal. So awkward moment number 5, getting your period during sex. It can be an uncomfortable topic for people, so it's important to talk to your partner in case he's not comfortable having sex during your menstrual cycle. There's a lot of people... A lot of guys are not into it. They're like, grossed out, leave my house. Not, you know, I'm not down with those guys. Some guys are like, whatever. We're having sex. Blood. Not, it doesn't ever hurt. You wash your sheets after. What side of the, that's happened to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's not that we know. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes women just don't even tell you.
But sometimes we don't know. Sometimes having sex will bring on your period, and it's really annoying because you're like, oh, I think, you know.
By the way. You might have to go to the dry cleaners
later. But the truth is that I like to say, if I'm on my period, I will say, oh, I'm, you know, having my period. And then he could be like, oh, that's cool. We don't have to do anything. Or he might be like, I don't care. So I think I've experienced.
Oh, can I get a fellatio?
Yeah, he's like, great. Great time for oral sex and those mask strips. But I don't know. How do you feel about it? You don't like it. I feel like you're the kind of guy who's like,
I kind of just leave it up to them if they whatever they want to do. It's fine. If they want to go to Pound Town, let's go to Pound Town. If they're not into it, I will enjoy receiving fellatio.
Right. Thank you very much. I will always enjoy fellatio. Do you know how many people I have saying Pound Town now because of you?
No way. You
didn't make that up.
Pound Town? Take it in Pound Town?
I'm not going to give you credit for that, but I never heard it, so I love it.
But you do give me credit for it, right?
Always.
Oh, better.
Better. I do give you credit for it.
Cool.
I do give you credit for everything.
Take them to Pound Town.
Okay. Now, if you have your period and you still want to get it on but without the mess, you can try soft cups. These are similar to menstrual cups but shaped like a diaphragm. So as it's further up in your vagina, over the cervix to collect flow while still allowing for penetration. Diaphragms, that's a birth control method. They can also be used like a menstrual cup to collect the flow while still allowing for penetration. And then finally, there's female condoms. Have you ever seen the female condom? Goes inside of her. Many couples prefer these as they transfer heat better, don't restrict the penis, and the man can remain within the woman after ejaculation. And they're expensive kind of female condoms, but I don't know why they haven't taken off. You'd think that women would just be like carrying them around and sticking them inside, but we're so used to the man doing it.
Yeah.
But they're probably women have all these issues around wanting to be seen as, you know, slutty or whatever. But, you know, female condoms are a good option. Male condoms, you won't get blood on your penis if you're using a male condom, and you won't contract an STD. You should always be using condoms anyway. Here's another thing. She's menstruating. Have sex in the tub or the shower. Have you ever done
that?
Yeah,
true.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big sex in the shower supporter.
You love that. Why is that?
What
do you love about sex in the shower?
I love being in the shower. You know, I take a couple showers a day.
Yeah, you are one of those people.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Like, as long as I'm in here, come in here.
I feel comfortable.
I feel comfortable.
I feel relaxed in the shower.
Yeah.
Don't you? You don't like the shower?
I like it, but it's harder to... No,
I mean,
it's
hard to perform. I'm not going to say it's easy
right.
to have sex in the shower. It's not at all. But
right.
It is... I don't know. I like being in the shower. I like water.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. It's popular. Actually, my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, mm-hmm. it's an amazing book because it has really great illustrations. And they're beautiful illustrations. We took real pictures of people having sex, and then we illustrated them. And people just love the illustrations. But the point is, it tells – and there's words because I wrote it. But there's a whole thing on shower sex and how the best ways to have shower sex. So you can, like, bend down. The woman can – just to brace herself because it can be tricky. Didn't you have someone pass out in the shower once?
Yeah, because of the heat.
Right. I think you and I know every sex story in each other's lives.
Yeah, I was in Palm Springs and it was like 100 and something degrees and I like taking hot showers and I thought I killed somebody.
Oh my God, that would be so bad.
With my penis.
But did you kind of feel good in a moment too? Like you're like, she's dead, but she died in a really good way. Because my penis was inside of her. But I'm glad that didn't happen. But you can brace your – put your hand – bend over. A woman can brace her ankles.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good way to have sex in the shower so you don't fall over. Because
yeah.
it can just be slippery if you put your hands on the wall, like you can slip around. You just got to be careful. And it's a good place to perform oral sex. And there's actually a guy, do you know that a lot of women take baths or use the shower nozzle that comes off to have orgasms?
Oh, yeah.
So I met this guy when I was in Las Vegas at the sex conference. He's making a new vibrator that has – that is – mimics that the flow of water comes out of it and it mimics the shower nozzle. People
it's
think
been,
of everything.
I mean, they bring that up in movies all the time.
They
the
do?
Whole shower nozzle thing.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, the most recent thing that I saw in was the Last American Pie movie.
Oh, they did that?
Well,
you saw
was,
that? Like number 10 American
yeah,
Pie?
Yeah, but it had all the original cast in it, so I had to see it. It was all the original members.
And they're all, like,
back.
Married and divorced and stuff?
Well, a couple of them were married, and they're revisiting relationships from the first movie. I know you think it's ridiculous because it's not, you know, it wasn't in the Cannes Film Festival, but it had a
I
lot
like
of –
the first one.
Yeah, but it
when
has –
he had sex with the pie. That's still funny.
I mean, you oversee these movies because of who's in them or what the titles are or – things, but there's a lot of stuff that's relatable to the to your show that you would like to bring to the table. So in this movie, she was masturbating with the shower head, right?
Right.
And the husband was in bed masturbating. They were masturbating at the same time, but not having sex
because they're
each other.
Right. That happens. That is such a common issue that is there.
Why do you think that's
couples.
Happening?
I think that couples stop connecting intimately. You know, sometimes they have children. This couple have kids. I think it gets in the way of their intimacy. They just don't want to – something happens sometimes like, you know, he's holding a grudge. She's holding a grudge. Things have been building up over months and months. It doesn't happen in a day. There's probably issues in the relationship that have gotten them – they've just pulled apart and they haven't been able – they're like, you know what? It's easier for me just to do it on my own because then we got to be intimate. And like the couples just get – they just – I mean, seriously, we've received 15 emails in the last week from guys who can't – who – wives wouldn't have sex with them or haven't had sex. I mean, it happens after time. And you've got to – I'm telling you, if you are in a relationship and you're not having sex with your partner, that is a problem. It's not okay. Like, it's okay every once in a while. I'm not saying it's bad to masturbate without your partner, but if this goes on for months and months and months and you're not having sex together, like, that's going to wreak havoc on your relationship and it's going to be a problem. So you need to, like, go see a sex therapist or you need to talk about what the issues are. Maybe you're too busy. You think the kids are going to come in, whatever it is. That was another issue in Jeff Probst's show. They were like, oh, the kids are going to come in. I'm afraid to have sex. I'm like, people, get a lock on your door. What is the friggin' problem? You know what I mean? That's what people worry about. So you just got to work on it. You got to talk about it. If you can't talk about it, go to therapy and talk about it. But you, it's not – people make excuses. That's fine. Like my friend who's married, they barely have sex. She's been married for 15 years. She's like, I've had enough good sex in my life. This is what she tells herself. I don't really need it anymore. Like, you do. We all need it. We're human creatures. Like, you need to connect. You both need to connect on that level. So finally, scary moment. Last one, drunk and can't get it up.
Mm.
Men just can't relate to that at all.
They can't because – no, because I told you
– oh, but you have the opposite effect.
Yes. It does. I swear to God on everything – on everything, alcohol does not affect it. Actually, enhances. But that's just me, and I'm not endorsing it.
Right,
but
right.
Try a lot try of men some shots can't. Of tequila sometimes. See how much it spices up your sex life.
And remember,
life.
If you can't get it up, then I would say that you should just make sure that you give her pleasure. If you have a problem with it, be like, "Hey, babe, I'm going to go down on you for an hour." That is no problem at all. We will not have a problem with that. We will not argue. So that's what we got time for today. This is the Sex with Emily show. You can check out all of our shows at sexwithemily.com. You can download them on iTunes. Just go to my website and figure it out. We've got hundreds of shows. We will improve your sex life just by listening. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.